This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ilah al-Alameen. Wabihi nasta'een. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala khatamil anbiya'i wa imamil mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Wa anta taj'alul hazna idha shi'ta sahla. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khayr wa bika nasta'een. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His mercy and His Sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. There was a point in time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not receive revelation for a long period of time. So he became saddened. And he began to wonder that perhaps it is something that I have done that has stopped Jibreel from coming to me. And while he was in the state, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal reveals verses. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. And by the morning light, and by the night when it darkens. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal reveals these verses. And as we can see, when a person is in a sad state, and when he is anxious, when he is depressed almost, then when they hear or they see the sunlight of the morning, it is all of the light in all of its glory, yet he was in a dark state a few moments, just a few moments before. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal chooses these words to enlighten Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to light up his life. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal takes a qasam by the morning. Now, today we have scientists telling us that those who are depressed, those who are anxious, those who are sad, need to get a good dose of the morning light. And that is a cure, a treatment by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person may be sad that he doesn't have money. A person may be depressed that his family, things are not going well. Perhaps somebody has passed on in his life. Perhaps his lifelong partner has passed on and he is suffering with anxiety, with depression. He's worried, what's going to happen to my life now? I've lived with this person all my life. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling us, وَالضُّحَى, and by the morning light. That was more than 1400 years ago. Yet today scientists are telling us what? That the morning light is good for the depressed person. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, and by the darkness of the night, when the night becomes dark and it is still, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal takes a qasam by that as well. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, and we made the night a cover so that you may rest, a cover so that you may take a bit of a relaxer before you wake up in the morning again. And again, science comes today to tell us that if you want to be awake and you want to be, you don't want to be depressed, then sleep at night, sleep early whilst it is dark. And then in the morning, wake up early and go out. Enjoy of that sunlight that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. This again, we reiterate, is more than 1400 years ago when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have access to scientists. He did not have access to those who look into the stars and into the moon and everything that is there. He did not speak to those who had telescopes and knew how the world works exactly as they do today. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling him back then, you are feeling sad, you are feeling depressed, you are feeling anxious. Don't worry, وَالضُّحَى, by the morning light. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, and by the night when it darkens. ما ودعك ربك وما قلى. Your Lord has not abandoned you, and neither did he detest you, neither did he hate you. You see, when revelation didn't come down for some time, some people from amongst Quraysh said, his Lord has abandoned him, his Lord has left him. And this made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sad, because revelation wasn't coming. Some people say that it went on for 12 days. Others say that it went on for 40 days. Others say that it went on for 6 months, until which he revealed the surah. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalali is saying, your Lord has not abandoned you, neither does he hate you. You see, this again is a point at which the depressed person can take solace. He can become happy. Your Lord has not abandoned you, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. He knows what you are going through. He knows the sadness that you feel. He knows the anxiety that you feel. He knows the problems that you are going through. He has not abandoned you. Don't think that because you've been going through problems for 30 years, 40 years, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left you. No, he hasn't. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is with you. He will help you. The help will come. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. And your Lord has not detested you. What is the other thing that we as believers feel? Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing me, so that's why I'm going through this problem, I'm going through this difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like me. No, وَمَا قَلَى. And he did not detest you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is simply testing you. Now imagine, this is a man who has the strongest connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever. There is no creation on earth that can have a stronger connection with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now he feels that that connection or that revelation has been severed. It's been cut off. I'm not receiving revelation. What does that do to him? You as a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should know that when you are tested, it is simply a test from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Alif Lam ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Did the people think that we would leave them to say we believe and they would not be tested? Allah will test you. He tested Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation. So your illness that you're suffering with, your monetary problems that you're struggling with, the fact that you've lost lives, that does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates you. He is simply testing you. And if that brings you closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then you have passed the test. Then you have passed the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. And give glad tidings to those who are patient. When calamity strikes, they say, indeed we belong to Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And to him we shall return. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And most definitely the akhirah is better for you than this world. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Your test is temporary. It lasts for a short time. You will go through this difficulty and it will pass. The akhirah is what lasts forever and ever. It is better for you. Focus on that. When you ask a depressed person, when you sit with a depressed person and you ask them, why are you feeling sadness? Why are you feeling anxious? Why are you feeling depressed? What do they say to you? They tell you that, what's the point of it all? What's the point of it all? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is giving you purpose. وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى. The آخرة is better for you than this world. Why? Because in it there is Jannah. In it there is the sight of Allah رب العزة والجلال. So not only is there Jannah and that which your heart desires and that which your eyes cannot imagine, your heart cannot imagine, your eye has not seen, your ear has not heard, but there is more. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. They will have their heart's desire and we have more than that. So the question is, what's more than your heart's desire? It is the sight of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The day you stand before your Maker, the one who created you, the one whom you prostrated for, the one whom you prayed for every day, the one whom you fasted for in the month of Ramadan. Behold, the sight of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is greater than the na'im, the bounty of Jannah. So that is a goal. That is a purpose for your life. That's something that you can live for. That's something that is worth living for. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى
وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى.
And even in this world, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told, and soon your Lord will give you, not only in this world, in the akhirah as well. In this world, you will have followers, you will have people that will accept the religion, you will have the coolness of your eyes, and you will have the peace of your soul, the tranquility, because people will come and enter into the religion in multifold, many groups coming in, group after group, accepting Islam.
ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى.
Did your Lord not find you an orphan? Did your Lord not find you an orphan? So he gave you refuge. Were you not born without a father? Were you not born when there was no father? And did your mother not pass on at a very young age? Did we not look after you? Were you not given refuge? Were you left aside and left abandoned? No, your Lord found you an orphan and he gave you refuge. When you remind the person of what he has been through in his life and you tell him, you know what, you've been through this difficulty. Allah, did he not take you out of it? Is that not a point of peace? Is that not a point of understanding that Allah will not leave me in the manner that he looked after me yesterday, he will look after me today. He will look after me today and in the future as well. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. So when we feel sad, we should not allow ourselves into depression. We should think of our past and understand that in the same manner that Allah looked after us in the past, he will look after us today.
وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى.
And he found you lost. Now, when it comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this does not mean lost in the manner that the misguided person is lost, but it means that he did not receive revelation up to that point. He didn't know what the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was until Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal revealed it to him. He didn't know whom Jibreel was until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Jibreel manifest to him. So this is the explanation of this verse. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. So he guided you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the understanding of the book. And in this is for us to understand that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a point of happiness for the believer. It is the word of his maker.
وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى.
And he found you poor, so he gave you independence. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you went through times where you had no food, you went through times where you suffered hunger and poverty, not enough clothing, not enough food, your bedding was rough, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that which is better. And today, if we simply take a look at our lives and say, 10 years ago, where was I? And where am I today?
Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has provided for us in the most amazing of ways. The problem with human beings is we compare to others. We say that this person, he has so much, but I don't have. We need to compare to whom we were yesterday. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And as for the orphan, then don't hate him, don't detest him. Do something out of goodness for him. Allah gave you, give him as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your doors. يَبْنَ آدَمَ أُنْفِقْ عَلَيْكَ. O son of Adam, spend and I will spend on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you wealth. Spend from that wealth and Allah will spend more upon you. So he's reminding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do for others. And that is a reminder for us as well. We need to remind ourselves from time to time that the wealth that we have is not something that goes with us into the grave, but that which we spend of it, that which we give of it, goes into the grave with us. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And as for the one who asks you, then don't rebuke him. You know, oftentimes I think of this. We get to the traffic light and we're telling the person, hey, you know what, keep quiet, get away from here. What are you doing? No. Calm down. That is not the way to respond to a beggar. You don't want to give him, no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't require you to give every beggar that is asking of you. And perhaps sometimes you don't want to encourage that type of behavior. It is fine. Don't shout at him. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of you. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And as for the one who is asking of you, he's begging of you, he's only asking because he wants, he needs. So don't shout at him. Don't make his misery worse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed you in the position that you are in and him in the position that he is. He could have switched the roles, but he chose not to. It is only by the fadl, by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are sitting in the car and he is with his hand out there asking you. So don't shout at him. Don't rebuke him. Say a word of goodness. Make him feel happy. I know a man who tells him, you know, say the shahada, say the shahada, say la ilaha illallah. So perhaps that will be a hujjah for him on the day of Qiyamah. He's trying to pass on something good. I know another man who will say, you give me, to laugh with the person. So at least he leaves with a happy heart. At least he has joked with him. So try and behave with goodness with those who ask you. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And as for the ni'mah, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you, then speak about it. Make it manifest on you. There was a time when you were poor. There was a time when you didn't have. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, let it be manifest on you. Let it be clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Speak about it. Speak about the bounty of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this is the first and foremost cure for any depression. Gratefulness, gratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The fact that I have a car, I drive in it. The fact that I have a home and I have a roof to cover. To shelter me at night. I have clothes that I wear. There are people that don't have all of this. I need to focus on that which is in my life. And if I do, I'll become extremely grateful to the one who gave it to me. And then it becomes impossible for you to become depressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us cure from depression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from depression. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant cure to those who are suffering. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.